Hi, good morning. My name is Rick, calling you from National Opinion Surveys. Is Wayne Rucker there?
Yes, he is.
Hi, sir. Hi, Rucker. I'm not telling you anything, sir. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir. Your name was chosen at a random, and your individual answers are confidential, okay?
Okay.
Great. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Well, actually, I'm in Lowe's currently.
Well, you know, I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Okay.
All right, great. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Is it white, African American, Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, American? Okay, thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president in Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay, and what is your age?
67.
67, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number, 10. Okay, some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people.
Okay.
How important would you say politics is to your persona identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Sure.
Which one? Very important. Regardless, Wayne, of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
And would that be you said independent. Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied in the direction the country is headed?
Satisfied.
All right, great. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Would that be Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, the COVID pandemic, the Biden administration, and their policies?
Can I hear more than one?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Republicans and corporate greed.
Thank you. Now I'm going to go ahead and read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, the first one being creating more jobs and raising wages. Would you say that's not important at all, somewhat important, or extremely important from 0 to 10?
Repeat that question. I was getting in my car and it cut over to the car. I missed the question.
No worries. Once again, I do appreciate the time here. I'm going as fast as I can. I know your time is very valuable. So I'm just going to read you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want mm-hmm. their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. First one being creating more jobs and raising wages from 0 to 10. Would you say that's 0 being not important at all, 5 somewhat important, 10, extremely important.
10.
And the next one is fighting back against racism and discrimination. From 0 to 10, how would you...
10.
10. Third being ensuring our borders are secure. Would you say that 0, not important at all, 5, somewhat important, and 10, extremely important? From 0 to 10, which one would you, you can choose any number.
Can I give you a number and a qualifier?
Yes, of course, you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
I would say 10, but we have to secure all borders, not just the Mexican border.
I hear you. Okay. And fourth being making housing more affordable, which you say from 0 to 10 and 10, and reducing crime from 0, being not important at all, 5, somewhat important, and 10, extremely important. From 0 to 10, which one would you choose? Reducing crime. 10. Last one being reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
Well, definitely a 10.
Thank you, Wayne. Okay, switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? If
I approve.
You approve, and would that be strongly approve? Somewhat approve.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Approve.
And is that a strong, strongly approve
no,
or
not
disapprove?
Not strongly, just
somewhat
approve.
Approve.
Not strongly approve.
I have
not,
either.
Not disapprove, but not a strongly approve, because I think they could do better.
So that would be, is that somewhat approved?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of person or organization, please say so. And first one being the Democratic Party.
75.
Mitch McConnell.
10.
And Black Lives Matter.
50.
Donald Trump.
0.
Cornel West.
0.
The U.S. Supreme Court.
30.
Kamala Harris.
75.
And Joe Biden.
90.
Hey, great. Just moving along here quickly, Wayne. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West? If undecided, please say so.
Biden.
Okay, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Biden, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Now, let me ask you, Wayne, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
That would be getting worse. Switching gears, Wayne, a bit. Now, I'd like to read you two statements about an important issue for facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statement do you agree with more. Statement A is we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increasing prosecution of criminals and hand down longer jail sentences in order to make our community safer. That would be statement A, and then we have statement B, which is we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, mental health, in order to get root causes of crime to make our community safer. And do you agree somewhat much more or much more with A or B? You said A, right?
B.
B? Is that somewhat more statement B or much more statement B?
More statement B.
Much more?
Much more.
Oh, much more. Okay. Just making sure. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
Is that yes a lot? Yes, some.
Yes, some.
Yes, some. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Does that be much more favorable? So
yes.
What? Okay. I just quickly, we're already almost nearly done here, Wayne. Thank you for your time. I wanted to quickly read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important it is to you. First one being provided $123 billion in new funds for upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. Would you say how important an accomplishment is that to you? Is it very important? Would that be very important? Somewhat important? Not very important or not at all important?
Very important.
Very important. Second one is take out-of-pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year. Would you say that's very important? Somewhat important? Not very important at all? Not at all important.
Very important.
Very important. Very important. Third one is invested $12 billion through Medicaid that allowed people to continue to access home care and raise wages for home care workers. Would you say that's very important, somewhat important, not very important, at all, not very important, and
very,
not at all.
Very important.
Very important.
Very and, important.
Created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important.
Very important.
Very important. And this last one here for this portion is Keaton G. Brown Jackson was confirmed to the Supreme Court, the first African-American woman ever to hold that position. Is that very important for you? Somewhat important? Not very important? Not at all.
Very
important.
Very.
Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove, Wayne?
Strongly.
Strongly approve. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and read you some reasons. I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I was.
Okay. Oh.
I just got back home and my plumber is doing some work.
Oh, you guys getting some housework. Okay, I'm going to go here as fast as I can, but I want to
Oh, no worries.
Your opinion. It's very important, Wayne. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read you some of the reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means is very convincing reason to vote, 5 means is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections, and you could choose any number between 0 to 10. First one is gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our community and the young people, but MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for everyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. Would you say that's from 0 to 10? 0 being not at all convincing, 5 being somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing. How would you
10.
Say? 10. And the second one is racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities. It is threatening all of the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by these. They are trying to make us, they're trying to take us backwards. It is our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. For this statement, would you say is 0 being not at all convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing?
10.
10. Okay, great. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate yourself of motivation for voting in next year presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Which
10.
Say you, okay. And what stood out the most from the arguments you just heard, Wayne?
The accomplishments of Joe Biden and the hopefully continue to fight the trend of so much racism in America as of today. And along with racism comes gun control and fighting of the crime.
Thank you. I was actually just writing everything that you were just telling me there so we can, of course, take your opinion. I'm just going to go ahead and read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season for each. Just please tell me if you can recall any of the campaigns contacting you in that way. First one is radio ads.
Is that yes.
Phone calls?
No.
Door knocks?
No.
Someone canvassing neighborhood?
Yes.
Mailers?
Yes.
Social media, internet ads?
Well, I'm not on social media, so I couldn't answer that one.
Okay. And text messages?
Yes.
TV ads?
Yes.
Okay, yes for TV ads. Switching gears here a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
That would, I have either 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate.
Some college.
Some college.
Some college.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widower.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of of age or younger living in your household?
No. Thank God, no.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I say liberal.
Is that very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat liberal. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Well, I'd say half.
So that would be more than half or about half?
Yeah, or about half.
About half.
About half, yes.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is that urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
And, you said no. Oh, were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Wayne, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. This is my first survey of the day, and I want to say thank you. Your opinion is very important to us, sir. I really hope that you enjoy the weekend and that you get your housework done as fast as possible, okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you have a good weekend also.
Likewise, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.